Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Bob Kelleher with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is CEO and founder of the Employee Engagement Group. He's the author of Louder Than Words. I don't have a copy of that, by the way, Bob. And he's also a business management contributor to the Boston Globe and Monster.com. Bob Kelleher, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I expect to get my subscribed copy of your book forthwith, by the way.
Yeah, we'll send one out to you. I thought you had one. My apologies.
Well, it may be on the way, but anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, Bob, thank you for being here. And one of the things that people may have noticed if they've been paying attention to what's going on in the world in the last couple of weeks or so is Google made a big announcement that kind of was took some folks by surprise, and you have a reaction to that. Tell the audience what happened.
Yeah, Google recently announced, and I don't believe this was a public announcement. I think it leaked out somehow, but they announced that they would be giving all Google employees a 10% pay increase year-end. And again, it's word that leaked out, so please don't take this as official Google communication. But if that is correct, I certainly have some strong opinions.
So this was just a leak. It wasn't an actual announcement.
I don't believe it was something that USA Today reported.
Yep.
And certainly within the human resource circles, it's certainly drawing a lot of play.
I took it to mean they were planning on doing it. Maybe I shouldn't have, but maybe because I have the USA Today article as well. But if this is true, if what they're planning on doing is true, every employee gets a 10% raise. That's the essence of it, right?
Right.
All right. Why do you think they're doing it? First, tell me why you think they're doing it, and then I got another question for you.
Yeah, I would venture to say, and again, this is speculation, and I'm drawing on my years of experience. And I would venture to say, Jim, that they're worrying correctly that we're beginning to come out of the recession. People are going to start changing jobs again. Google employees are very much in demand, and I would say this was probably done for two reasons. Number one, it was a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Let me use money as a hook to try
and
to keep
certainly,
Google employees.
They certainly have the money.
And they certainly have the money, which then bleeds into the second reason. And I think the second reason is because they've made so much money. I would say that there's probably a level of guilt associated with the amount of money that they've made, and how do we distribute
that
money?
Well, that would be novel for a corporation, wouldn't it? To be guilty, feel guilty. I mean,
yeah.
Bob, are you? You know what color's the sky in your world, Bob?
Well, you know, I think what draws that, Jim, and why I would say that, I don't think that we've ever seen an environment in which corporate greed is more frowned upon than it is today.
And because it's never been more prevalent.
It's never been more prevalent, and between the media, between the government intervention, greed
Wall
has
Street,
never been popular.
All the Wall Street stuff.
All the Wall Street stuff, and I think, you know, we've been in a recession. People have struggled. I don't think they want to, you know, read stories about greed.
Right.
So my suspicion is, and again, this is all speculation, but my suspicion is the folks at Google see how much money they are making, sensitive to corporate greed, and said, "Well, let's share the wealth."
But you take issue with this. You think it's not a good idea, right?
I think it is an absolute terrible idea.
Tell us
for a whole host of reasons. The world that I live in, Jim, I focus on how to engage employees to partner with the business to drive business results.
Yeah, you're not saying don't pay your people well. You're saying don't manipulate them with money.
Yeah, don't use money as your engagement hook or as a motivational driver. And, you know, the companies that have attempted to do that over the years, and, you know, you can look at Wang Laboratories, Polaroid, Digital Equipment Corporation, companies that are no longer in existence. You can't use money as your retention hook. I would have advised them to focus on corporate social responsibility. I would have advised them on...
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that in the next segment. The thing that's important to realize, Bob, and you know this yourself. I've been seeing employee exits polls for decades, since all the way back to the 70s.
Yep.
And I've never seen one that where compensation was any higher than 3. I've never seen where compensation was number one. I've never seen it where it was number two. And it's always either 3, 4, 5, or 6, or maybe even lower. That wasn't the reason why people left.
Yeah. In my personal experience, and I spent 25 years in the trenches, my personal experience would validate what you just said. I think what happens, though, Jim, is, you know, people equate money, you know, with happiness, or money, you know, with employee satisfaction. And where the wrinkle comes into play is if you don't pay competitively, it can create disengagement.
Right.
So once you reach that baseline of competitiveness, if you start paying above and beyond, if it does have an engagement driver, it's temporary.
Right. Well, and you know, back to what when you were talking earlier about the reasons, you know, money is not the way you should be focusing on it. You know, I'm thinking about all these, you know, remember when the most beautiful movie star you ever saw got a divorce, and you thought, why would the guy divorce her? She's beautiful. Well, there's more to it than just beauty, isn't there? There's more to money. There's more to the relationship with employees than just money. But do you think that this is something that could catch on with other companies? I mean, as the economy improves, there are a lot of employees who feel locked into their job because they're afraid to do their job almost because they're afraid they'd get fired. But as the marketplace expands, as the economy expands, other options. Do you think this will be a trend with other companies?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. My position on this is we're beginning to see it, actually, that we're going to start seeing a churn in the employment market like we haven't seen in about 3 or 4 years because we've had employees that have been disengaged, but they've stayed because they've been afraid to change jobs.
I mean, I'll tell you something, though. See, that filters down to small business. So what Bob just told you, folks, when he said what he did just now, that's a cautionary you and me as small businesses. That means our employees may be, you know, may have an opportunity to look around if there's more money somewhere else, more opportunities somewhere else, they may be going. So, you know, pay attention to your own situation. Quick break, right back with Bob Kelleher. He's going to help us make sure we don't get into this bind in this next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.